Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wake up!
Rise and shining, wakey waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you
and you
and you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit my other hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, the CDC and the FDA and the old media, they have said it so many times, I think I'm starting to believe it. Don, I've had it. They've said it enough. Okay, I'm going to give it to them. Raw milk is dangerous. pasteurized milk for everybody. Who can fight this anymore?
Yeah, I just saw pigs fly, too.
Yeah, exactly. they just said it. Raw milk, dangerous. Raw milk, dangerous. Raw milk is dangerous. So it must be true. They've said it enough. See, that's the thing about the old media. It's the thing about FDA and CDC and WHO and all of these alphabet soup organizations. They think that if they say it once and it's not heard, well, we'll say it again. If that's not heard, we'll say it 100,000 times more through every media outlet that we own and control by sending them the press release. And if that's not good enough, they'll say it louder. They'll shout it out, right? Shout it out. And of course, if you question it, all they've got left is to say the same thing. Well, raw milk is dangerous. Well, it's dangerous. I said it louder. See, it must carry more weight. I've just added more decibels to what I've already been saying till they are blue in the face. But is it true? Is it borne out by the stats? Is it borne out by the science? Because more of these so-called recent E. coli outbreaks underscores the need for pasteurization. And this was written by a doctor of veterinary medicine, of all things, and coming out of a 2009 study by the University College London. By the way, welcome everybody to the Raw Milk Capital.
Hey, Robert Scott.
Raw Milk Capital of the new media. It's right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. No, I do not believe that raw milk is dangerous. You know who's dangerous? People that say raw milk is dangerous. Those are the dangerous people. But humans began drinking milk in Central Europe, according to this, 7,500 years ago. And based on that, none of them should have lived long enough to procreate for them there to be any descendants of those people in Central Europe 7,500 years ago because it's so dangerous.
You would think so, right?
Yeah. Now, what was I interviewed? Oh, when I was on The Forgotten Men. You guys got it. We got to find that. That was fun. The Forgotten Men on Saturday out of Maryland. We have originally met them at the Nullify Now conference in Baltimore. No, where were we? Philadelphia, right? They're in Maryland. But we were joking about the raw milk thing. And I said, yeah, well, they drank. You read the Bible? Yeah, you read the Bible. You know that the people in the Bible drank raw milk? And then one of the guys has got to be a smart aleck. He said, yeah, but they're all dead. That was funny.
Yes.
That was great.
Well, you know, and the other thing would say, well, you know, they didn't have the type of technological advances in medicine and things back then.
But listen, if you really go back to how old the people that were written about in the Bible, I mean, they were well into their hundreds or more if you go back and read about them. So clearly the raw milk did not do them in, or else, again, they wouldn't have lived long enough to procreate. What is procreation? For those of you in Washington, D.C., that means having babies. Okay, just in case any of the senators.
Just ask the Secret Service guys. They know what
they know what pro. Well, yeah, but they don't pay for it. anyway, but they were just trying to save the taxpayer money, so we got to cut them a little bit of slack. Did you hear about this? You're in Oregon. Hemolytic uremic syndrome, HUS in Oregon. They said this happened to, a number of kids there. About in April? This is last month. I didn't hear about this. Did you?
Yes. Yeah. You know, I mean, I see this stuff in the news. E. coli and salmonella, they're on the news almost practically every week. You know,
what flavor ice cream
here,
do you like?
Salmonella there. And I did see this one because it was in Oregon. It jumped out at me.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, great. Here's another one. And now it's in Oregon.
Yeah. Well, how many times do we see these kids going in for a gastrointestinal distress, diarrheal diseases, have nothing to do with raw milk, or could have something to do with another kind of milk, a kind of milk that they didn't drink back in the days of the Bible or when it was written? And it could be that all of the screaming and yelling was so that we wouldn't actually pay attention and go back into the statistics that are, you know, cultivated, if you will, non-pasteurized out of FDA or CDC, where they'll actually ask this question like you do, Super Don, and you've become quite the investigative reporter. You know that. You go and you say, wait a second. If they claim, what did they say? How many people had died over, I don't know, the last X number of years due to raw milk?
From 1998 to present.
Yep. 23. Yes. That's right. I see it here.
There have been 2,123 illnesses and 2 deaths from raw milk.
Okay. Now, all right, put that in perspective. From 1998 to present. Now, that could be millions, maybe tens of millions or more consumed, 2,123 illnesses claimed to be caused by 2 deaths that they claim. I don't know how they did it, but they say 2 deaths from raw milk. So obviously, if raw milk is the great danger, and the 2 deaths in, let's say, 1998, that's what, 14 years now, 14 years, all right? 2 deaths in 14 years. Well, then it's got to, like, dwarf the deaths due to pasteurized milk, right?
Well, that's what I thought. Right. I mean, I wanted to get statistics, want to verify. We don't want to put out, you know, incorrect information. So I went and looked then at pasteurized milk. How many illnesses and deaths have there been from 1998 to present for pasteurized milk? And guess what I found?
Well, look, there are only two deaths for raw milk, so there have to be zero deaths from pasteurized milk because they're not saying that pasteurized milk is dangerous. There's no campaign. There's no media thing. The CDC says nothing about pasteurized milk being dangerous. So the only thing you can assume from this is that there were zero deaths to pasteurized milk. Am I right?
No, actually, there were four.
Wait a second. Four, that's double. That is double the amount. Double the amount of deaths of raw milk. What's going on?
Yeah. No, I couldn't believe it. I had to go back and I had to read it and I'd look and I had to make sure I was looking at something from the CDC because it just doesn't make any sense.
Right.
There's a war on raw milk. The government's trying to clamp down on raw milk. There is no way that the CDC, their own statistics, could possibly say that pasteurized milk is more dangerous than raw milk. But I looked at it again.
Yeah.
Not only were there more deaths from pasteurized milk, but there's more illnesses from pasteurized milk.
You can't. You're making that up, Don.
I swear. and I saw this and I just.
So here we're looking
at. I didn't even know what to say. I was speechless.
2,123 illnesses to raw milk claimed by CDC. Two deaths since 14 years now. 14 years, same stats. Pasteurized milk. 2,786 illnesses. Okay, that's over 700 more. Over 700 more and double the amount of deaths. Now, in either case, over 14 years, four deaths is almost statistically insignificant. Not insignificant to those who have lost their anybody to this. But reality, it's double the amount from raw milk. And what does that tell you about the bias in the media? And why would there be not a call to, you know, warn you against drinking pasteurized milk? I mean, isn't it twice as deadly as raw milk based on the CDC's own stats?
Well, you know what, Robert? I would be fine if they didn't have any type of warning on pasteurized milk. The part that pisses me off is that why are you going after raw milk? Government, your own Centers for Disease Control, their own statistics point out the fact that raw milk is safer than pasteurized milk, yet you are going after the milk farmers, the Amish guys, you're going after the people of the food co-ops, you're going after places like Rawson Foods, and you're shutting them down because they're selling raw milk, yet the raw milk statistically is safer than the pasteurized milk by your own statistics. As far as I'm concerned, the debate's over. I don't, you know, I'm sure they can come up with some harebrained, kooky explanation as to why, even though raw milk is safer than pasteurized milk by their own statistics, that somehow they're still justified in going after the raw milk. But I don't even care. It doesn't make any sense. It just,
Whoa. Hey, are you okay? Don.
It's so stupid.
If you don't believe Super Don, because what, you know what? He's just a humble, lovable producer. How does he know, right? Well, we got the stats linked in today's show notes. Go to robertscottbell.com. You okay? Taking a deep breath?
Yes.
Deep breath.
Okay.
Deep breath. Drink some raw milk and squirt it out your nose, right?
You know, Robert, I was telling you too. Look, guys, I will admit, I have never drank raw milk before.
Oh, okay? Confession time.
And you know, and that's fine. It's not fine. Remember, let me finish.
Raw milk shots.
When we were talking about sushi, it was the same thing. For a long time, I just would not touch sushi because I had this thing about raw fish. So, you know, just I don't know if it's psychological or something. Raw milk, I don't know. I know it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it, but I'm just, I'm not interested in trying it. I don't even drink raw milk. But for Pete's sake, come on, really? I mean, come on. It's safer than the pasteurized stuff.
Well, you
cannot go after those people.
You have some homework, Super Don. I want you to go out to that local co-op and find out if you can find a little bit of raw milk. Say you're buying it for Fido or any of your dogs.
They don't sell it there.
They don't? Okay. All right. Well, we got to find you some. I mean, I want you to try it at least once. But then again, when you went for the sushi, you finally broke down and had raw fish. You got sick as a dog, so to speak.
No. If we're going to be accurate here, no. It was actually cooked shrimp that made me sick.
All right.
The raw fish, I did have raw salmon one time when I had sushi, and I was fine with that. But, you know.
All right. Just wanted to be sure there wasn't an emotional event that occurred. That
I haven't had sushi since then yet, but I'm going to.
Yeah, the memory is much too fresh. Memory is much too fresh. So the whole raw, and I was on Jerry Doyle's show yesterday, and we have the YouTube linked up of the show from yesterday if you want to hear me on the Jerry Doyle show. And we were talking about the whole monopoly. I did bring up the dietetics monopoly, the medical monopoly, et cetera. And we asked the question is, why is it that the CDC, the FDA, the government agencies are all attacking raw milk and not pasteurized milk? I mean, come on. Their own stats would show that, wait a second, there's something wrong here, guys. It's double the death rate to pasteurized milk. Why aren't we attacking that? Well, we know that the industry that lobbies the government the hardest, big agribusiness as well as big pharmaceutical firms, they do not appreciate being attacked by the same government regulators that they have purchased. So the small family farms, the Amish don't have – I don't think there's an Amish lobby. Do you know about an Amish lobby?
I've never heard of
it. Not even in McDonald's can you find an Amish lobby. I mean, there's no Amish lobby. So who's going to be funding the senators, the representatives? Who's going to be really speaking out for a small minority that simply produces food as their ancestors have done for so long? It's not going to happen. So what we're seeing here, of course, the regulators, if you will, are set to protect the public, but in turn they actually protect the industry that they're regulating, and they attack those who threaten the marketplace, the economic integrity, or lack thereof, I should say, because as I've repeated again, and I'll repeat it one more time, if you need a monopoly, if you need licensure for your industry or profession to be functional out in the marketplace, then you suck at what you do, or what you do sucks. And I wish it was sucking raw milk because it would be healthier, as we've proven here, according to the CDC's own stats.
Yeah. It's interesting because when I think about it, correct me if I'm wrong, but the people that like raw milk and drink raw milk, they really are a small group, at least at this point. It's not like it's a major, large group demographic across the country that is wanting to drink raw milk. The popularity and the knowledge of it, I don't think has caught on to the point that it's something that I would imagine that the industry would consider a threat. So to me, there's got to be something else there. It's not somebody has invented the next greatest, soda or something. And so Coca-Cola is trying to compete with them because, they're going to try and take a large part of the market share. Raw milk is – there's just some people that like raw milk. So I can't see them as being a real threat. So what is the reason why the government has such a big deal on a very small minority of people that want to consume something that the majority of people either don't know about or don't want?
You really want to know why?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to stay tuned. We're going to come right back. I'm going to give you that.
Pulled a Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. And we're now coming up with more Robert Scott Bell, Raw Milk Idol. Next, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you can find me an organic, non-alcoholic beer, we already have one winner to the T-shirt. We may have more before the day is out. We'll see. I'll send you a Robert Scott Bell Show T-shirt. In the meantime, remember, all the links are up there at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world, a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're just
why, indeed, Liam, you're already here. I was going to give you a big introduction, and you just, your mic is open. You just go out there and blurt it out. Yes, Liam Sheff is back on the show. I was going to surprise everybody. No, we knew you were coming. And of course, as I teased coming into the break, you weren't here. Don asked a serious question. Why are they really going after raw milk? Why is there so much effort that the CDC, the FDA, the mainstream old media is going after raw milk? And I was going to take the discussion into the realm of consciousness. And I thought, well, yeah, this would be a good time to bring Liam up, surprise Liam. But the reality is, I think, and you guys chime in on this, that if more people are to eat, let's just talk about food that is whole and living and unprocessed, that contains minerals and vitamins. That is going to spark awakening, a spark awareness. It's going to spark consciousness. And I think the attack on, you know, raw food in general as you can't do that, that's crazy, is because of the what it does, how it impacts not only your body, but your mind, your spirit, and all of that. So the real issue is that government needs you to be basically subconscious. That's why fluoride is in the water. That's why the food is devoid of vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals. That's why it's all refined. They need dependents. You are not a good dependent. You are not a good little citizen slave when you're eating real food. And so that is the briefest version of it. And Liam Sheff, you can chime in because I hope you're eating real food in New York if it's accessible there.
Can you say that again? I was watching something on TV.
All right, go back to it. Super Don.
Hello, who is this?
Hello. Is this on?
Anybody home?
I'm looking at this map. It says being, I love the way they used to write, being table 16, not table 16. It's from the 1910. Being table 16, Royal Commission's fourth report carried 1910. Here's the report. It's illustrating smallpox from the late 1800s, mid-1800s to 1910 in a city called Leicester. It looks like Leicester.
Yes.
And here you've got these spikes of smallpox incidents, 1024, 1121, 2994 in the 40s. What were they doing? The smallpox mandate, the vaccine was introduced in 1800, 1798. So you see the first epidemics in England in the 40s, or the 40s, as I almost just said. Now here you have vaccination rates. Wow, look at that. We'll put this up on the site, but it actually parallels the rate of sickness. So every time the vaccine rate goes up, the sickness rate goes up. Every time the injection rate goes down, then Leicester decided to get rid of vaccination, and it's ground down to zero deaths for years and years. Every once in a while, they get a few more people vaccinating, and the death rate goes up again, and the smallpox rate goes up again. So what that has to do with what you said, when there's something wrong with Western medicine, and it probably bugs people to hear it. I'm walking down the street in New York yesterday, and I stopped because there were a couple little dogs, and they were very cute. And they were both – they weren't really – they were very cute. Most toy dogs are kind of obnoxious, and they all have some sort of weeping abscess, and they're just – they're just weird or they stink. But these were like – it was like a little toy poodle and a little toy something. They were sort of wrestling with each other. Now, a lot of people in New York have switched from what I used to think of as dogs to these sort of what do you call those things that are like they're the giant heads and the fangs?
Yeah, vampire dogs. Genetically modified pit bulls.
Yeah, they have genetically modified pit bulls. Now, fans of pit bulls will tell you that it's the training, and right. maybe that's true. But certainly, the kids, a lot of the young people, a lot of thuggy people, want to get pit bulls because they beat them, and then they become very aggressive. So that's what's happening. Anyway, these are very cute dogs. And I stopped and I talked, and I was thinking about this thing that happened in Russia, where for about 30 years they took foxes and they bred them only – they bred the ones that were really friendly to people. And within a few generations, they had an entirely different breed. It wasn't a wild fox anymore. It was more like a dog. Now, this just sets Darwinian evolution on its ear because you're not supposed to be able to make changes in an animal that quickly. But anyway, I'm talking to the guy and I tell him that story, and I'm sort of feeling that he's a liberal because I felt in the air the, are you going to say something bad about evolution? Because that's one of their that's one of their religious touchstones. Yeah. Like if you say anything, they're like, oh, I can't talk to you anymore. And sort of talking about that, and I'm there in the street, and the dogs, and everybody's having a good time. And I'm thinking now, if I say anything about, I can mention to him that you can get dogs out of foxes within a few generations. But if I said to him vaccination is actually very similar to that, it's a really bad idea, he would have called the liberal police because I was in that part of town, and they would have come and they would have arrested me. And if I had gone forward and I had said, by the way, if I had said GMO food is bad for you, what would he have said? Maybe. And then if I had said raw milk is good for you, the police would have been called again. So that's just a brief tour of New York. You can say certain things in little contexts, but liberals have this alarm. You can't criticize Darwinian evolution, even though they don't know anything about evolution. You can criticize GMOs on principle, but then when it comes down to the science, you have to go, well, and here's when you know you're talking to a liberal. We don't really know enough about it yet. Right. They always say we.
Yeah, we.
Why?
Because they have to go we?
It's not because they have a mouse in their pocket. They always say we because they think that they're the same. They're equating themselves with the scientists who are making the decisions, the decisions to vaccinate people in England so that the death rate went up. So that's what I'm giving to you. All of this coming together at once out of the conflation of my head.
Liam, you said there was something wrong with Western medicine, and I echoed that yesterday on the Jerry Doyle show, and it was interesting how it came up because we were talking about the obesity epidemic, the diabetes, the failure of treatment, etc. And Jerry Doyle's an open guy. He definitely is. He appreciates what we're bringing to the discussion here, that we don't just lie down and say yes, government medicine, whatever, Western medicine. And I repeated the context or conceptual viewpoint that if you need a license, for instance, the dietetics or even the medical doctors, if you need a license to protect your marketplace, market share, then you pretty much suck at what you do or what you do sucks, either one, because you can't compete in an open market. Now, I know a lot of good docs that would not argue at that point because they're doing something differently and they are threatened because of it, maybe by the so-called liberals. I remember Dr. Nick Gonzalez, who's up there where you are in New York City, talking about this because he's a kind of more leaning conservative kind of guy as a doctor, but all of his clientele or a lot of his clientele are the left-leaning kind of elite, effete, and I don't know his clients, so I'm just kind of giving a sense of a lot of them are liberally inclined, and they're shocked when he comes out and talks about the freedom and the difference in let's say the failures of science, the failures of modern medicine, etc. And so this is where we are as a culture. Do we want the nanny state to continue to tell us this? Like the CDC says, hey, it's double the death rate for pasteurized milk. So who is this we that we're referring to when we say, well, we don't necessarily agree with this raw milk stuff? It's like, well, have you read what we say? I mean, it's not even we. It's what's being said at the CDC.
Oh, were you saying something? I was. The YouTube came on, and there was a.
Oh Lord!
Dude, what, you know why do I bother, Lee? I turn it over to you. You can take us to break. No, we've got a little.
No. Sorry, I heard everything you said.
Hey, Super Don, reach through and spank him or something.
I can't.
Unbelievable.
What? Huh?
Oh, Don, thank you for waking back up.
Oh.
Gee, I don't know why we even bothered to show up today.
What has happened to this segment?
No, I agree with everything you say. I couldn't have said it better my own self.
No, it's okay if you did.
I like Jerry Doyle. I'm glad he has you on. I always want, you know, when you're on, what is that, TRN?
Yeah.
The big network, you know, when you're on the big network, I know there's only so much that you can say, but sometimes I wish that they would go, you know what, I'm going to ask every question under the sun.
Dude, we're working, you know, with that book that you're working on, which will be ready soon, I know, we're going to get that over to Jerry Doyle, and we're going to see if he can get you on, too. I mean, this is the thing. Jerry's willing to push it. I mean, he went after, I don't know if you saw the YouTube of it. We had it linked up in the show notes the other day at robertscottbell.com. But he went after a guy saying, just get on board with Romney. You're going to elect Obama because you're still for Ron Paul. Man, he let that guy have it. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this guy.
I haven't heard Jerry Doyle go postal very often, but he definitely did that time. And it was very reminiscent of something almost to the degree of a Michael Savage. Yeah, you'll have to give that a listen. It was one of the better segments I've heard on his show in a long time.
I love he's Brooklyn. I mean, he's New York.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
totally.
At the very end, he says,
"You're a part of the problem, not a part of the solution. Now get off my show and go be stupid somewhere else."
It was good stuff.
Oh, that was great. Well, you know, like I said, the facts of the matter is we're not playing along well with others here. You know, we're not actually participating and cooperating with the old media, with the CDC, with the FDA, all of those that have official stories, as Liam knows so well. We're not playing well with them, and they don't like it. And that's why even Jerry Doyle has come under some heat over the time he's done his show, because he went out and endorsed Ron Paul. No. You have to wait until you find out who the guy is, then you endorse him, because you want to have, you know, you want to have access. You want to play that game. But Jerry doesn't play that game. We don't play that game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what was it, a week, or I think it was a week after he came out and endorsed Ron Paul, suddenly his affiliate in Washington, D.C., suddenly decided to drop his show.
Mm-hmm.
What a coincidence.
D.C., yeah. What is it, 10 square miles of unreality?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What does he call it? Hollywood for ugly people.
Right. Yeah.
The kryptonite of logic. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So, Liam, real quick, before we have to wrap up the segment here and run along, the book, how's it coming? Are you getting close? We're excited. We're anxious.
Oh, yeah. You'll have a review copy. You and Don will have review copies next week.
Oh, excellent. And also, you've got some lectures coming up in the New York area or elsewhere. I want to let everybody know, of our listening audience, you keep running into fans of the show, which is awesome out there.
You know, there are wonderful fans of the show up in Harlem, in the Bronx. We got fans all over. It's really wonderful, and they're wonderful people. Honestly, every fan of the show that I meet is a warm, kind, interesting person. And I'm not just saying that they just are. They're just really nice. Yeah, I'm giving a talk in New York City. You can go to the FBI social network page that I have. It's called Facebook, and it's a talk in Harlem, and it's on Friday. We're going to cover HIVology, HIV tests. We'll get a little into the vaccine history that plays right into the HIV thing. HPV gets into there. We'll have a lot of fun. We'll have some laughs. There might be some nudity. It won't be me. It might be you if you come naked, I guess.
Well, in Harlem, is that allowed? I didn't even know the rules there.
There are no rules. No, you can be naked anytime you want in Harlem. Maybe.
All right. Well,
anytime, maybe.
They'll be stroking some furry walls then. So Friday in Harlem, we've got the link up also at robertscottbell.com. So don't worry if you didn't catch when and where. We've got it linked up in the show notes today. No problem there. Very excited. Any other updates on lectures? Is that the main one this coming Friday?
Friday. And then Then on the traveling tour is Maine. I'll probably give a talk or two up in Maine, maybe Massachusetts. The book should be out. Then suddenly, mm-hmm. I say suddenly, we're in Schaumburg.
Awesome. Dude, there's a lot of exciting things happening, Liam, man. I'm so pleased.
All right.
We got the Alive Foundation as well coming up. You're going to hook up with that. We've got some amazing events. So, Liam, thank you for being out there and being on the show today and paying attention almost partly.
Were you saying something? I just got a message coming
I
in.
I can always count on you, Liam. Thank you, sir. Oh, my goodness. More GMOs in the news. In fact, there are human genes being spliced into rice genes. So now we've got rice sprouting arms and legs and little, what are they going to say? I don't know. We'll find out after this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott. He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott the Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, how's that for a hit and run from Liam Chef there? That was pretty quick.
Yeah, I was kind of like, yeah, we got mostly through the segment. I'm thinking, what the hell just happened to this segment?
It was funny. I think we need a cattle prod when we bring Liam on because he's so intense right now with the book that he drifts very quickly. Anyway, that was funny. So we got GMO stuff on the news. But remember yesterday I covered a story about the pesticide exposure during pregnancy linked to brain changes, right? And, of course, we talked with Darren Craddock about going organic and how important that is. And we hit some GMO stuff, the top 10 thing. but I had to revisit this because one of our Facebook friends and listeners to the show here, named Dottie, I won't say her last name, even though Facebook is basically CIA Central, it's public for everybody. But anyway, Dottie writes about her, I guess it's about her husband, I think. She says, I remember when my baby son was little and my, all right, be prepared. I'm going to use the A word here. Are you ready? Does that take the sting out of it? Because I usually don't cuss on the air, do I?
Yeah, you've been warned. Yes. I've been warned. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so I remember when my baby son was little and my dumbass husband.
Come on, Robert. Okay. Come on.
My dumbass husband was literally spraying bug spray around him while we were outside trying to enjoy the fresh air. Of course, I had a fit, but he didn't get it. He is now my dumbass ex-husband.
There you go.
You know, I don't like to see marriages broke up, but listen, if you've got one parent, and this is a serious issue, if you've got one parent that's not on the same page as you regarding vaccinations, regarding pesticides, regarding antibiotics, you really need to think about having, whether you want to have kids with them. I realize some people find out and they get woken up after they have kids, and not much you could say about that because that just happens. But if you're in the throes of a relationship and you're wondering whether, is this the person I should be with for the rest of my life and I want to have kids with, you know, they always say, well, you know, hopefully you have a political alignment. But, you know, I've heard people that are some Democrats married to Republicans. They make it through, right? Was it like the James Carville, Mary Madeline thing?
Sure.
You know, I've heard some people that were, I don't know, let's see, what other kind of differences could you see in a marriage besides that? Well, the obvious one, religion, right? You know, if you're a Catholic marrying a Protestant, is that a problem? I don't know. I don't know. Mormon.
Unless you live in Ireland, probably.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. A Mormon marrying outside the faith, that's probably problematic. They're pretty hooked in, right? Yes. But I've seen a lot of Jewish people marry Catholics, and they do all right. But like you said, religion, that's okay. That's something. Are you going to raise the kid Christian or Jewish, right? That could be a problem. Sometimes you can make peace with that. But the one thing I warn you right now, if you don't get aligned on the issue of vaccination and medical care, that could break up a marriage, similar to what Dottie just mentioned. You know, one dunderhead, well, I say one of the parents potentially could be a dunderhead because they think spraying pesticides all over your kid is okay. So what are you going to do if they don't come around? You got to protect your kids. But then the problem is the courts, if you got married with a traditional marriage license, you ask permission the states in your marriage from the get-go. Then one parent says, hey, you know, my spouse doesn't want to spray my kid with pesticides. And the judge says, yeah, that's outrageous. You should be spraying your kid with pesticides. They take your kid away from you because you don't believe in spraying your kid with pesticides. That's the absurdity within the legal, medical, governmental complex where, you know, that's why I say don't ask permission. Stop asking permission of government so that they can't come in and destroy your marriage. But also talk to your spouse or spouse-to-be about how you want to raise your children medically, because that can be destructive, especially if something doesn't work out. You know what I'm saying? Let's just say you were different religions and it didn't work out for that reason. But at least you're on the same page medically. So you're not one parent's not going to abuse the kid with vaccines and antibiotics and pesticides. You see what I'm saying there, Don?
Absolutely. No, yeah. It's a good point, and you're right. You know, that there are some things that, you know, I think sometimes in relationships, having differences of opinion or different perspectives, that's a healthy thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, like anything, you know, if you're with somebody that completely agrees with you 100% on everything and anything, that I don't think that's a sign of a good thing.
Well, then you've
got to have different differences of opinion, different, you know, opinions and thought forms and things and stuff, because that's what makes the, you know, I hate to use that cliche, but, you know, that's what makes the world go round. You know,
yeah,
different strokes for different folks.
But you married a geisha girl. I mean, she agrees with you 100%, right?
Oh, it's a good thing she didn't hear that. Yeah.
No, I'm just, you know, the idea, though, is, or a geisha guy. Maybe you married a geisha guy. Yeah, exactly. I mean, in many ways, my wife and I are incredibly different. I mean, you know, patience, I guess which one of us has patience, right? These things, you know, are differences, are nuances, but we do align completely when it comes to raising our kids, you know, from a medical or non-medical viewpoint. And so, you know, you'll have stresses in marriage, but at least the kids won't suffer because of that. So, I didn't mean to go into marriage counseling or pre-marriage. I guess I could. We could open Robert Scott Bell Show pre-marriage counseling.
Hey. What? You have a license for that?
Oh, that's right. We don't have a license for it. Call me anyway, just to piss off some licensing board somewhere. Premarital counseling, 866-939-BELL. Should I marry X, Y, and Z? Or no, just X, because you're not doing the polygamy thing. Not here.
Turn into the Dr. Laura show now.
We could do that. We could do once a week. Dr. Laura, Robert Scott Bell. You want to do a relationship segment every week?
No.
No, okay, we won't do that. All right, just kidding. Anyway, so back to genetically modified organisms. Subject matter maybe not as fun for you, but if you're going to get married, make sure you're on the same page related to GMOs. We talked about the top 10 things that we don't want to eat from the GMO. I did this with Darren Craddock yesterday, and a story came out. I just didn't pay attention to it. There's too much going on, where they're now splicing in, if you will, or engineering in human genes into genetically modified rice, basically. So they're altering rice grown in Kansas. In Kansas, of all things. Why Kansas, so you say? I don't know why Kansas, unless that's a big home for Monsanto and Roundup Ready crops. The rice must be certified organic, or if not, it may contain genetically modified organisms. That is, those things inbred with human traits. This is some real sick stuff. Ventria Bioscience, currently being grown on 3,200 acres in Junction City, Kansas, maybe even elsewhere. And in this case, it's not even to feed you or feed the world, right? Like they talk about the synthetic vitamin A that they synthesize in, if you will, or genetically modify into the rice. This is the purpose for this is to produce drugs. Rice to produce drugs. Call it Frankenrice. And they are basically taking human liver cells, genes from the human liver, for the purpose of taking these artificial proteins and using them in pharmaceutical drugs. Guess who approves? Guess who approves? The United States Department of Agriculture. Out there protecting the integrity of the food supply, right? Protecting you from dangerous biotechnology. Not. Ventria has taken one of the most widely cultivated grain crops in the world and essentially turned it into a catalyst for producing new drugs. We didn't have enough drugs already. Now, there are three approved varieties of this, and it used to be limited to a laboratory setting. But in 2007, they decided to bring the rice outside, right? Now you can talk about genetic drift, uncontrolled genetic drift. They tried to plant the crops in Missouri, but met resistance from guess where? Interesting. We were talking about beer yesterday, although I'm not a big fan of Anheuser-Busch. They probably own an organic brand or two by now. They swallow them all up. But they threatened to boycott all rice from the state if Ventria began planting rice within the state borders. Well, there you go. Anheuser-Busch looking out for itself to say, we don't want genetically modified liver cells in the rice that we use to brew our beer, right? We're here to damage your liver. We don't want to help. Well, of course, we don't need – that's a whole other story. Liver cells, genes from liver cells. So the GM rice was eventually ending up in Kansas where there was evidently no beer manufacturer big enough to protest. And still being manufactured there on 3,200 acres in Junction City. Now, it's not been approved for human consumption, but it's being cultivated in open fields where the potential for unrestrained contamination and spread of its unwanted dangerous GM traits is virtually a given. Like I said, I got a guy to call Tom Woods. You know, he's up there in Kansas now getting nervous about this. If he's going to be infected or, you know, the attack of the killer rice, we're going to see these rice sprouting human livers and lungs and legs. Who knows what it's going to come to next? The island of Dr. Moreau in Kansas. Now, Jane Ressler from the Union of Concerned Scientists, she was speaking to the Washington Post way back in 2007. She said, this is not a product that everyone would want to consume. Well, yeah, no duh. It is unwise to produce drugs in plants outdoors. A double duh. Though receiving tens of thousands of public comments and opposition, guess what? The USDA said, screw y'all. We are approving it for open cultivation, even after the U.S. FDA refused approval, shocker, back in 2003 for this production for food. Pharmaceutical rice. How much more disease do we need, right? Are you going to cure disease with drugs they produce from the rice? Not likely. It's going to create disease, as we're seeing with all of these genetically modified ingredients. This is absolute insanity. Absolute insanity, but it's just what you can expect from the government, and it's regulating the life right out of food into the drug category, not for the protection of people, but for the promotion of the biotech industry. But there is good news on the GMO front. It's not all doom and gloom. In fact, good news out of California. Of course, we covered this, was it last week or 2 weeks ago now, that they got enough signatures, 850,000 plus signatures. So the GMO labeling initiative will be on. It's a go for California. Now the big thing will be, can they raise enough money to counterweight the billions that Monsanto might throw at this, the biotech science industry might throw against this to try and say, you're going to destroy the world if you stop biotech crops, if you stop GMOs in California, the world will end. No one will be able to be eating anything except the rice will come alive from the garden in Kansas and eat you and your loved ones. That's not what we want to see here. So as of yesterday, the campaign shifted now into raising the money, since they got nearly a million signatures, to try and start raising the money to counteract the propaganda machine that inevitably is going to follow here. So a group of right-to-know public interest organizations and organic companies pledged to match the first $1 million raised in this right-to-know GMO campaign. Your right to know. So these public interest companies matching the million dropped the money bomb on Monsanto campaign, it's being called. They include the Organic Consumers Association, Mercola.com, Food Democracy Now!, Nature's Path, Lundberg Family Farms, Eden Foods, and the Organic Consumers Fund. So anything you can do to donate there will help out in promoting the next level here to make it the law in California. And you know, as California goes, because of the large influence and population that it has, so goes the rest. We can put an end to GMOs through this humble, nonviolent means, groundswell of support. So very exciting to announce that today. I've got the link up over at Alliance for Natural Health. You definitely want to check it out and give support to it while we have the opportunity to do so. Hey, there's some more vaccine information that I'm going to have to cover in the news. Also, a new way to promote good digestion? What? They're going to do what? Oh, boy, you got to hear this. You'll never believe what they're saying is going to help you with your digestion. Shocker. Coming up after the break on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world and a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, yes, there is vaccine news. I'm going to get to it momentarily. Actually, I'm going to get to it next hour, so stand by on that. Also, we got the shocking thing that they're going to do, or maybe based on some science, they're going to do to help with bowel motility in children. This is a shocker. But before I get there, I don't mean to tease you even more, but there was one more GMO issue. I wanted to exhaust the GMO stories for today. Not that we could ever exhaust them. But there's evidence now that Monsanto planted genetically modified organism-laced crops prior to USDA approval. Not that we're big fans of USDA approval, but there's evidence now being that was withheld from the public that Monsanto's genetically altered alfalfa may have been set free in 2003, a full 2 years or more before it was deregulated in 2005. You know, imagine if you had to get approval for a dietary supplement. Oh, wait, they're trying to make that true, too. As the NDA, oh, gosh, yeah, I got that coming up. The Alliance for Natural Health covered this well. You'll see all these links are up there. If I don't get to them, you can read them at robertscottbell.com. But imagine if you had to get approval, not too hard to imagine, for a supplement. And you said, screw this, I'm just going to bring it on the market 2 years before I get approval. And hopefully they'll give me approval. And, of course, with supplements, they'd come back and fine you out of existence, probably jail you. But what happened to Monsanto? Nothing. They eventually got approved, even though they were flouting everything. We're just going to dump the GMOs up there and see what happens. Who cares? They're not going to do anything. We own the USDA. You can check it out online through naturalsociety.com. Got the link up at robertscottbell.com. Now, shockers of all shockers. Gastroenterology strikes again. They're talking about using, guess what, for children to improve small bowel motility. Prior to meals, now they want you to provide amoxicillin to all children to help them move their bowels on through. Yep, the common antibiotic amoxicillin clavulanate. I know it more as Augmentin, amoxicillin. It's Augmentin, all right? You all have heard of Augmentin. It's a powerful antibiotic. You can get it down in Mexico, I understand, without a prescription. But it's commonly prescribed to treat bacterial infections, or sometimes they'll say prevent infections caused by bacteria. But it's been reported now to increase small bowel motility in healthy individuals. So here's an excuse. We don't use antibiotics enough. There's not enough antibiotic resistance going on. Let's go to healthy individuals and say, hey, we can improve your bowel function by giving you some Augmentin. You don't need it. You don't have an infection. But hey, we'll give it to you anyway. And even if it does increase small bowel motility, is it worth it really to create more resistant bacterial strains, perhaps also to create a growth or overgrowth of something that was never heard from before, like Clostridium difficile? I wonder if we go down here. Let me just see. I'm going to scroll down this thing. They say there's a significant need to treat. This is, by the way, on Medical News Today. There's a significant need for new drugs to treat upper GI symptoms in children. That's according to Carlo DiLorenzo, MD, chief of gastroenterology, hepatology, and nutrition at Nationwide Children's Hospital. He's one of the study authors. He says currently used drugs are often only available on a restricted basis, have significant side effects, or aren't effective enough on the small and large intestine. There they go, admitting their failures again. So what are they going to do? Hey, well, we find we can use Augmentin. We see some evidence here. Inducing a preprandial duodenal phase 3 may accelerate small bowel transit, influence the gut microbiome. Influence the gut microbiome. You throw an antibiotic in there, it's not a positive influence. Of that, I can assure you. And then they say playing a role in preventing the development of small bowel bacterial overgrowth. Of course, at what cost? Are you going to be on Augmentin every day for the rest of your life? How's that going to work out for you? Now, this is the thing. I'm going down to the bottom of this thing to find out if there's a caveat. Do they acknowledge here as they're promoting chronic antibiotic use in children, even when they don't have infections, as if they don't have anything that can help bowel motility? we do here, and I'm going to reveal that momentarily. But although Augmentin seems to mainly affect the small bowel, the mechanisms by which it works are not clear. You see, again, they admit they don't even know how and why the drug might work. Yet they claim dietary supplements, homeopathy. We can't use it because we don't know how it works. Screw that. Dr. DiLorenzo also says the possible downsides of using amoxicillin. Oh, here we go. As a prokinetic agent, include the induction of bacterial resistance. There's your moment of duh. Especially from gram-negative bacteria. Listen to this. E. coli and Klebsiella. And causing, oh, didn't I say it? Clostridium difficile-induced colitis. There we go. You don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be a medical degreed professional to see this coming. But it's because of the scarcity. They don't know how to correct this like we do here. What will we use? Well, I'm out of time. So I'll tell you on the other side of the break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by, coming right back. Remember, in the meantime, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
So I better hold on.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you
to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Kicking off hour two here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Boy, oh boy, it's hard to keep up with all the stories that are blasting out there, and I can't even fit them into the segments I can fit them into. So thanks for bearing with me. Here we go. I got to get back to the story of the gastroenteritis, colitis, motility, small bowel stuff we were talking about just before the break. And they said, Augmentin, yeah, it's going to improve it. Of course, at the end of the story, like I predicted, they were going to come to the realization and admission that this was going to create not only antibiotic resistance, but the rise of things like Clostridium difficile-induced colitis, which now we got a mess of things going on. And so many people, not just adults and old people that have been on these proton pump inhibiting drugs, are also going to be experiencing this. Now they're talking about inducing it in children via this methodology. So what can we do? Before I get to the vaccine discussion this hour, and by the way, we've got a couple of new guests I've never had on board this hour, thanks to Josh and Anna Scurry of the Alive Foundation and their great event coming up in June 29th and 30th. That's going to be awesome, of course, but before we go there, we're going to be here with Dr. Dan Pompa and his wife, Marilee. We're certainly going to be talking about hormone receptors and things, but also one of their children that they adopted was vaccine damaged. So that is going to be huge. Mercury toxicity on tap this hour as well. I'll get to the vaccines in a moment as I'm dancing around all of these issues to get us there. But the doctors admitted in the story last hour we were talking about where they wanted to give Augmentin for children in small bowel motility, that it doesn't work that well and there's other problems. So they don't have the tools to deal with it, but we do. We have the tools. We know what's gone wrong because we've been watching this and observing it and dealing with it. At least I have, and many others that we bring on the show here, for many, many years, in fact. And the destruction of the gastrointestinal system starts almost at birth with vaccination, follows up with chronic antibiotic use, or if the kids are on baby formula, right? The soy-based formula, which is god-awful to digest. It's genetically modified, pesticide-laden, and it's certainly not fermented. So these kids are having a tough time right from the get-go, and it damages them early on. So what can we do? Now, one of the things, the basics, is, of course, probiotic therapy. I always like to do prebiotics as well, so we establish the healthy terrain. So let's just say their guts have not been impaired too terribly. They haven't been destroyed outright by vaccines, for instance. They just have a little bit of an issue. It may be sufficient, in many cases it is, to utilize something like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, and they can chew them up if it's the upper GI. Notice that they mentioned that in the article at Medical News Today. Or if you can get them to swallow it down with the gel cap that it's in, it'll go further into the GI tract for lower bowel issues. But there is a simple thing, probably the most simple thing you can do. However, if there is great damage, and a lot of the things they talked about were functional, a powder that you can even warm up for kids, it turned it into a tea. It's the CanGest that I get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. It's a powder made by Alta Health Products, and it works with restoring function. And that includes small bowel motility. So you're talking about recreating the healthy terrain, the function of the entire system. It works with the liver, which is good because a lot of the damage is done to the liver, especially if you're eating DNA from liver of humans in rice, which I hope you don't do that. But maybe they're coming up with drugs for you that will then be mimicking some of these augmentins in there. I mean, these are mad scientists out there. And here we are just trying to establish good, healthy terrain and function. So the CanGest you would take as an adult teaspoon into warm water to make a nice tea. You don't have to have it hot, just warm to activate it. And then drink it down with a large glass or medium glass of water. It's mixed in there, warm water, three times a day prior to meals. That alone, without too much damage there, that you're not having to accelerate something very rapidly is amazingly sufficient. And of course, you can do smaller amounts of that powder for children. Whereas if we have the situation that comes almost all too often with the autism spectrum kids that are really gummed up, horrible, severe motility issues because they're constipation galore, I would utilize the silver hydrosol aloe vera juice protocol. Why? Because they have such dysbiosis that, you know, if you use an antibiotic, yes, it can kill the bad guys, but it'll also create resistant strains for later, whereas the silver does not do that. And driving the silver and the aloe down there, you downregulate the inflammation, you upregulate the healing of the tissue, and then, of course, you're going to reestablish the healthy flora when you then replenish with the probiotics. Whatever your favorites are, I like Dr. O'Hara's. So there you go. You've got some simple tools that can get you through, and you will not have to rely on the insanity of augmentin to increase small bowel motility. I mean, it's got to be a joke, right? But no, it's not. It's not. It's the stuff we have to cover here. Sometimes we have to cover stuff that we can't cover here. We cover outside of here. What do? We do the vaccine seminar, all the things they don't want you to hear, the armed and dangerous. Remember that, Super Don, of course. And yes. The link's up at robertscottbell.com. Click it, download it. You will not be duped by this next story because you'll have downloaded and listened to 10-plus hours. But just to give you a sneak preview of that, we are going to cover this story. This is related to kind of the Bill Gates concept. Vaccinate everybody on Earth. Everybody on planet Earth shall not escape our grasp. We'll track you via cell phones. We will track you via Microsoft Windows on acid. That's what's going to happen here. There's this guy named Seth Berkley, and the story's up through Reuters, coming out of Ghana, but he was a young epidemiologist working for the U.S. State Department when he saw the graves left behind after measles swept through refugee camp in Sudan during the 1985 famine. Now, anybody that sees something like that is going to be horrified. I mean, you're going to say, oh, what can I do to help? I mean, that would be, I would hope, a normal human response when you see something so vicious and ugly. But he ended up going a different way. Now, he is now chief executive of Gavi, the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization.
Shouldn't there be some ominous music playing in the background when you say that?
Yeah.
The Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization.
Right. I mean, you've got, what was in Austin Powers? What was the evil guy's name? Dr. Evil?
Dr. Evil, yeah.
See, this guy's specialism, as they call it, is in vaccinology. And for all those years John Rappaport and I were saying vaccinology, I had never seen it written anywhere. But it actually is now acknowledged as vaccinology. We've called it a subset of the Church of Biological Mysticism. We'll get to that because there's a religious context to this story. Now, I have been to Ghana. I've also been to Nigeria and West Africa. And I talked to the doctors there. I urged them to reject the Western medicine and go back into the bush and save all the medicines of their ancestors. They also were using some homeopathy. I talked to them about nozotes, all the things that we can do to help them. But the bottom line, of course, is, isn't it, nutrition? Now, there's somewhere in this. This is a big article, Super Don. Can you see that where it was, where they were talking?
I can. And this yeah. When I got to this particular paragraph, this caused me to stop because in this paragraph, he's outlining what the problem is, but he solves the problem.
Yes.
In what he's saying without obviously realizing that he's solving the problem. What yeah. he says is he's talking about, as you started off with talking about all the graves that he saw, right? Mm-hmm. So in the second paragraph here, he says, you'd see little shallow graves lined up one after another, babies. So obviously these were graves for infants. And he says, that's what happens when measles goes through a nutritionally deficient community.
Wait,
and I thought, wait a minute.
Wait a second. Did he
hold
say
on here. Wait. This is what happens when measles goes through a nutritionally deficient community. Bing!
Ding, ding, ding. You could win a
There's
prize.
There's the answer.
Yeah.
The reason why this killed so many people was because they were nutritionally deficient.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, so this guy got, I mean, just billions of dollars. I mean, he got billions, like $4.3 yeah. billion.
More than he asked for. It's like,
he asked
how
for 3.7, got 4.3. So I'm wondering, how far would $4.3 billion go in food?
Right, or much less teaching them how to grow their own food, rehabilitating
exactly.
the soils, establishing sanitation, hygiene, right? All of these things that we have allowed the West, you know, when people ask me, and that was another thing I just remembered from one of the questions, the last question before I got off the the Forgotten Men radio show. It's like, hey, how do you explain, Robert, if you're so smart, we're living longer? Remember that, that classic question? And right. I went right into it. Sanitation, hygiene, infant mortality reduction, etc., that has allowed us to extend so-called life. But it really isn't extended because it means that there are less children dying, which skewed the statistics downward. Now, without that happening as much, you could say we're all living longer. But if you survived those initial challenges, you could tend to live a much longer and healthier life without all the chronic disease that we have come to expect at younger and younger ages. Like I talked with Jerry Doyle about the obesity and diabetes thing. In these right. kids, where it used to be adult onset, now it's what? Childhood onset? No, they call it type 2.
Type 2, yeah. Right.
So this guy goes on. I mean, yeah, he's raised billions of dollars. They've made contracts, GSK, Pfizer, to provide these vaccines. Basically, they admit here, this was all about developing a market. Developing a market. This was never about preventing disease. That's the lip service. That's the game. But it was always about, we need a market that's bigger than the United States and the other parts of the Western world that sort of already are part of the Church of Biological Mysticism Vaccinology Division. And so they've done that, and they're doing that, and they're duping people, they're bribing people, they're buying people. But in the end of the day, Don, do you think it's scientific? Is it really science? What does this guy admit?
I don't know. I'm looking at this and I got distracted by this picture of this guy, Seth Berkley, and he is chief executive of the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization. Seth Berkley poses for a photograph with children in the village of whatever. And I'm thinking they really ought to change this as, Seth Berkley posing for a photograph with these nutritionally deficient children in the village.
Right, that he refuses to feed.
I mean, it's so criminal. I mean, you go in here, you see what the problem is. It's a nutrition problem. As you said, it's a sanitation problem. And instead of going in and taking care of that, they're going in there and vaccinating them instead. Well, what happens after they get vaccinated? They're still nutritionally deficient. They still have problems with sanitation.
But now they're toxic.
Yeah.
On top
and now
of
they're
it.
Vaccinated.
Right.
What's going to happen? We know how vaccines, they say vaccines wear off, right?
Yeah. Well,
so what's going to happen? Now you've started them off on a lifelong dependence
uh-huh.
on vaccination while they still remain nutritionally deficient with bad sanitation.
Sure.
This is criminal. This is absolutely criminal in my opinion.
No. Yeah. What is criminal indeed is that the drug and vaccine industry is preying on the innocent, so-called helpless and therapy naive. Remember that word. But Berkeley, this guy, admits from Gavi that his determination, listen to this language, they admit it right out like what we call it. He says his determination is almost like a religious belief.
Oh,
no, it's not. It's not almost. It is a religious belief. And we're going to show you in his own words how he admits it.
Oh, man.
Listen to
this. So now he's getting all religious here.
Yes,
so
listen.
What religion is he talking
about?
Yeah,
we need some organ music. Yeah, that's better. Yeah. He says this, I love science, and I believe in it. I believe in it. I have faith that science can solve problems and make the world a better place. I have belief and faith, my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
From all over the planet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So wow. So, Robert, yeah. are we seeing here evidence of that term that you like to use so much? Is this the Church of Biological Mysticism that we're seeing here?
Welcome, one and all, to Seth's Church of Biological Mysticism.
It's in Ghana.
All are welcome, and none come out healthier.
Wow.
Well, we're going to be back with Dr. Dan Pompa and his wife. And we're going to talk about how to get healthier. In fact, they have adopted a vaccine-injured child, and we'll talk about that and more. Powerful stuff. They'll also be with me at the Alive Foundations event coming up in June 29th and 30th. So we're going to take a break, come right back with that, and we'll be back to wrap up the show after that interview. Super Don, hang in there. Make it all go well. Let's make sure the connection is good. We're coming right back after this.
I'm going to pass around the plate now.
Okay.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, Ph.D., founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Behind any great healer or healers or families that are really caring and concerned about not only the childhood health, legitimate, genuine health, often comes from those who have suffered themselves or have children or know of others that have suffered, and it motivates them to do great things. Of course, many of the things that are kind of like the unsung heroes out there, they don't ever get acknowledged or recognized. No longer is that going to be the case because we've got the Alive Foundation award ceremony coming up June 29th and 30th. And Josh and Anna Scurry connected me with a couple of great people here we're going to talk to right now. Dr. Dan Pompa and Marilee Pompa, and they're up there in Pennsylvania. They're also going to be at the Alive Foundation event, and I'm so glad to have them on board because they are definitely motivated to do the right thing to help us all on so many levels. Dr. Dan and Marilee, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I hear one of the kids playing in the background, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Well, he is there. So if you hear, a little 8-year-old running around or speaking, yeah, that's him.
Well, Dr. Dan Pompa, you are a doctor of chiropractic, retired now. You're doing some very specific things that are quite extraordinary. If I look on your site, drpompa.com, I see you focal point on endocrine health as well, which is huge. We can't talk enough about thyroid health, believe me. We never run out of things there. But any
right.
kind of endocrine system scenario, as well as with you, Marilee, I understand you've adopted a child who is vaccine damaged. So we've got a lot of things we can talk about. I almost don't know where to begin, but I always like to get the setup to what motivated you to do what you do. And I guess we'll start with you, Dr. Dan.
Yeah, just like anything. I mean, obviously, I had an interest in health. That's what brought me to chiropractic. And I had an interest in health from a perspective of, you know, not medication. You know, I don't know if it was the way I was raised, but I just never believed that the drugs were the way or the answer. I just never believed that. So it was a natural progression, I think, for me into the chiropractic field. Mm-hmm. However, once I graduated, I was practicing, and, you know, I had a very successful practice going and loved what I did. You know, but life took a turn for the change, turn for the worse, I guess to say. I was actually cycling at the time at the expert level and very into my racing, and I was training for a big race in the summer, and all of a sudden fatigue hit. And of course, like most athletes, I just would think it would be overtraining. So I backed off, didn't go away. Matter of fact, it would get worse. I'd go back to biking and I would get debilitating headaches, anxiety. The anxiety turned to panic attacks, that turned to insomnia. That turned to a bunch of crazy symptoms. My digestion went, body twitching, eye twitching, sound sensitive, irritability, anger. The list could go on. Every hormone that I knew was dysregulated, but like most of my blood work was normal. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know what happened. Life is, I knew it dropped out. My practice started plummeting.
Right.
And I started wondering what was going on. And,
well, Dr. Pompa, I'm thinking at this point, because you didn't drink the pharmaceutical Kool-Aid to begin with like I had. I was raised pharmaceutically and had to undo all of that.
Right.
Was this a point where you were even maybe considering, well, maybe I'm going to have to get drugged up here because I don't know what the heck to do?
Yeah, I mean, my wife would, you know, at certain points would said, you know, man, maybe this is, you always said that there's a time and a place, you know, for a medication. You know, in an emergency, and in her mind, she was saying, this is an emergency. Maybe you should go on a psychotropic drug, you know, but to me, it was, I just couldn't overcome it. You know, I just couldn't with my philosophy. I couldn't do it. However, many doctors gave me that as my alternative, is basically telling me, like so many patients have heard, that it's all in your head. Mm. I remember the words, you know, so yes, you know, the psychotropic drug was offered to me.
Sure. Yeah, that's very common at this point. Now, it seems like you were rooted strongly enough in your perspective that you weren't willing to abandon it, which is great news. But there had to be some turning point where you identified what it was, with or without the help of a doctor.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those nights that I couldn't sleep, you know, or I didn't have this debilitating anxiety and a feeling of dread. I remember, you know, Marilee asked me, well, what does it feel like? Because I'd wake her up in the middle of the night and, you know, just, I said, I feel like I just want to be in a ball and cry. And of course I was depressed, but it was more than that. It was different than that. You know, I did want to die. I did. I didn't want to live another day like that. But when I had those moments of clarity that I couldn't sleep, you know, of course I'd be on the internet searching, you know, searching for answers. And I always had an ability to, you know, just read literature and remember it. You know, I had dyslexia as a child, so that obviously could have been some of the start of my toxicity, mm-hmm. you know, but, you know, with the adaptation to it, I really came up with abilities to remember information and regurgitate it. So I started doing that and researching, and I found something called Mad Hatter's disease. I don't know, you know, I'm sure you know what it is, but maybe some of our listeners perhaps don't. Mad Hatter's disease was actually from people who were making the felt hats, and they became mercury poisoned. And I had every symptom. I mean, sure enough, I was as mad as a hatter, and I knew it. And so I was pretty excited about that. But I searched out the head of toxicology at the University of Pittsburgh and, you know, went down, and he said, yeah, you know, you do have a lot of these symptoms. And so they ran a blood test, and it was unfortunately normal, so I was devastated. So I went another whole year. And I started, you know, I knew that my thyroid wasn't functioning correctly, even though my blood was normal. I knew my adrenals were shot. But every time I would try to address those pathways, it seemed like I'd get worse, more anxiety, sleep got worse. And then I came across, you know, I made friends with this endocrinologist who, you know, treated from a natural perspective. And he really knew his stuff pretty well and read his books and, you know, became close with him. He said to me one day, he said, Dan, you know, I think you have mercury poisoning. I said, well, you know, I thought that too. But I, you know, got a test done and it was negative. What test did you do? A blood test. He said, that's a wrong test.
That'd be, exactly.
That'd be good in acute mercury poisoning, but not chronic. He says, why don't you try doing this test? And sure enough, I did. And, you know, it, thank God, did show up on the test. And my next question would be, like many of those listening, that, well, how did I get that? He said, did you have any dental work done around the time this happened? I said, I don't know. But my dentist is my best friend. I'll call him. And I got the dates because I was cycling at the time. I was journaling when things started. And I called him and I said, you know, Derek, I got that gold filling in. You know, when was that? When was the date? And keep in mind, I had two silver amalgam fillings drilled out, which contained 50% mercury. Probably many of your listeners know that.
Yes.
Maybe some don't. But anyways, I got them drilled out. And, well, when he gave me the dates, it was 2 days after that that all my symptoms began. And you know, Rob, I just thought it was due to the anesthetic. You know, I didn't take medication. So I thought it was that. You know,
sure.
I really never put the pieces together.
The way it lingered, Dr. Pomp, I mean, yes, it brings to light all of the things we know about mercury toxicity. The simple act of drilling out a mercury filling and just flooding through many mechanisms of absorption, and whether it be through mucosa, whether it be through lung tissue. Very difficult for the body to excrete, as you know. And what a good point here is what you just said. Many times they can do a hair analysis, a blood test, a urine test, and they say, hey, there's no mercury here, you're fine. But they don't challenge it well enough. And that's a big part of what we do here, is talk about the ways to recognize it, even beyond the symptoms, because as a homeopath, we've got pages and pages and pages and pages of so-called side effects, what we call impact or effects of mercury poisoning, even at minute levels. So now you're finally onto something. You had to find a mechanism by which now you can pull this out to become healthy once again.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, and you're right. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, typically it's a duck, because, I mean, there's not a perfect test for this, because, see, mercury poisoning is brain poisoning. It really turns to inorganic mercury in the brain. And, you know, it takes 20, 30, 40 years to get there. So every amalgam is bad. And you might be out there saying, well, I have amalgams in my mouth, I'm fine. Well, you know, you might be fine now, but nobody is fine. Mercury is poisonous for every one of us. You know, it's just when your bucket overflows, the last stressor, and it could be another stress that sends it over.
Right.
But, you know, the point is that, you know, luckily it did show that, at least where I knew that I was, you know, this was my problem. So then I started researching how to get the rest out correctly. Because like you said, don't just run and get fillings out. There's a safe way to do it. And that's one of the things that I do teach on now. But there's also a safe way to get it out of your brain. And so I started researching how to get them out safely. And then the rest of the, you know, process of getting it out of my brain. And that's how I got my life back, long story short. And I did get my life back. But there was a lot of pathways that were broken at the cellular level. So a lot of the research and what I teach now about really cellular healing and how to fix these pathways and really detoxing, you know, there's many detox, and, you know, and I'm not downing any of them, from foot baths to liver cleanse, to colon cleanse.
Sure.
And all those may have their place, but true detoxification has to occur at the cell.
Sure.
And so many of these pathways are broken.
Well, yeah, and that's it. I talk about often these metabolic pathways on the air, try to keep it as simple as possible for the lay audience, but we do have a lot of doctors and health professionals as well that in their own ways have found methods that can help, and that's why we share all this information, because there's always another piece. And right on your site, there's a, you know, four puzzle pieces. So when I say there's always another piece of the puzzle, it really stands to reason. You understand that, and integrating all the things that you find successful. Now, Marilee, your wife is with us on the air, and I find it, you know, not only fascinating, and I'm so pleased that Dr. Pompa came out of this disastrous mercury toxicity scenario, but as you said, you told me you adopted a child who was vaccine injured or damaged. That also associates with mercury toxicity.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I'll let her speak a little bit about, you know, some of that situation and perhaps even reflect on mine.
Yeah.
You know, because she really had probably more of the stress of it than I did in a lot of the ways, just like many spouses, that the spouse is sick. You know, they take a different burden and a different role, and it's very difficult for them. But, you know, when I got my life back, you know, you have all these selfish aspirations, and I did. I was going to cycle again, and I was so excited. And at that time, we just had a newborn. You know, it got better, and we just had a newborn. And matter of fact, he's sitting to my left here as an eight-year-old now. But he was 6 years old at the time, or 6 weeks. I'm sorry, it's about 6 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
So we had two boys. And they were still young kids. And then we had just the six-week-old. And, you know, I remember one night we were out to dinner and celebrating the fact that I did, in fact, get my life back. And, you know, it was 2 weeks after that we got a phone call. And my wife's cousin, who they were best friends, you know, grew up together, her husband shot her and shot himself.
Oh.
And we were left with two twins.
Oh, my gosh.
We ended up adopting a boy and a girl. And the boy at about age four was, in fact, vaccine damaged. So these two kids come into our house. You know, imagine. I mean, we literally just went from two kids to five overnight. And I just got my life back, Rob.
Right,
I mean,
right.
You know, so you can imagine, you know. So life as I knew it definitely took a different turn once again. But, you know, we both looked at this child, you know, who couldn't eat at the same dinner table, sound sensitive. Boy, you know, that sounded familiar to me. I couldn't handle the chewing sound, upside down in chairs, wouldn't wear underwear. I mean, the list of symptoms, couldn't look you in the eyes, anger issues. We looked at this and said, oh, my God, my poor wife's probably thinking I'm living this all over again. So she was like, but I'm not going to live it all over again. You know, she put him on my cellular healing diet, which is a diet that became, you know, how I got myself well. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of the protocols of fixing the cell that I used in my life, we started applying to him. The good news is Dylan does have his life back. He is a normal child, well, as normal as a child could be. And, yes. And you know, and so, you know, I always say, Rob, if I got sick, even just to treat him as the one and only patient, then right. I guess it was worth it.
Yeah, you save one. It is worth not only that, but well, how many lives does he touch? How many lives, you know, right now we're touching because of the story. And so many of these things are not told in the old media because they kind of denigrate those or marginalize and ridicule those who speak openly about the fact that we can recover from these mysterious, yeah. unknown, causative, idiopathic, they call it, because it's a bunch of idiots in the medical profession that don't want to see the real truth or identify the facts as we have here. So this is great news. I want to talk more about your cellular healing diet as well. Can we generalize enough to help some people with some basic starting points? We're going to do that when yeah. we come back. We're talking with Dr. Pompa, and his wife will be joining us again next segment. If you have any questions or comments at any time, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. RobertScoutBell.com for all of the links up, including to Dr. Pompa's website, which we'll tell you about after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have a child affected by vaccine injury, vaccine damage, anything like that, or maybe you know somebody that still has silver, a.k.a. mercury, really known as mercury fillings, if you know what they should be called, this is definitely the hour to listen to. And if you missed anything, you can definitely re-listen and download all the archives available through naturalnewsradio.com. We're talking with Dr. Dan Pompa and his wife, Marilee Pompa, and I've got them linked up, drpompa.com, drpompa.com, as well as his wife, Marilee, has a wonderful blog about the healing journey where we're going to get into momentarily. We'll also get into a little bit of the actual cellular healing diet, any protocols, and I know moms can really feel for how to maneuver it, how to put it into play in a family, which is never the easiest thing to do. But there's a blog that Marilee has. It's marilee-pompa.blogspot.com. Marilee is spelled M-E-R-I-L-Y. Don't worry if you can't spell it. You can see it. The link is up in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Pompa, Marilee, thank you for being with me today.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. So, Marilee, you've heard your husband talk. You've lived this. I mean, what is the other side of the story that is the other half that gets beyond just the doctoring? You got to put all this into play. How do you deal with it? And we're going to get into some of what that is, but what's your perspective on it?
Just a rock-solid faith to know that if God is going to allow us to walk through something, that he's going to be there on the other side to just lead us to answers and a life of hope beyond it.
Mm. Yeah, that takes it to another aspect of healing that's so very important to recognize that, yes, we can acknowledge mercury toxicity. It's very physiological. It can be very measurable. But there are so many other aspects to healing and the healing experience, from the emotional, mental, economic, believe it or not. And, of course, we're all dealing with the politics of health and healing, limitations on freedom of speech. But then the biggest one in my mind is, or beyond my mind, I shall say, the spiritual side of things.
Absolutely. And so I knew that. That was my premise from which I functioned every day, because every day I would wake up not really knowing how Danny was going to feel. And certainly my reality was based on how he was interpreting his. And so, you know, some days he felt better than others. Some days he would say to me, my nerves are jumping. And literally there were mornings with, you know, an infant. Isaac was only 5 months old when Danny first got sick, and Daniel was just 2.5. So basically, there were mornings when if he was really not feeling well, if I couldn't move silverware around in the drawer or hangers or things like that, I knew I had to go. And I would go. And I would take the kids, and we would leave, you know, until he left or something, you know, until he would call me and tell me he was feeling better. I mean, it was a very transient time.
Yeah. It was. You know, Rob, she reminded me of a scripture, you know, in the Bible, Romans 8:28, that God's going to work all things out for good. I know it. He works all things out for good for those who love him, you know. And at the time, I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to hear that. If this is his good, I don't want it. I don't want it. I couldn't see the way out of my own fog, you know, I really couldn't. And she was that anchor that reminded me. And you know, I have a platform. Rob, we may not be on this show right now sharing this if it weren't for my sickness. And now I teach doctors all around the country and treat patients with unexplainable illnesses from all around the world. And, you know, it's because of my illness. I always say I have the authority not because of my schooling. I have the authority because of the victory that God gave me in it.
Yeah, well, that's so important to understand that, you know, if you talk about the patience of Job, they say. But the point is, looking back at my own life, and I've told my story many times on the air, all the ailments, all the old age diseases I got out of the way as a child. You know, I suffered, and I might have cursed a bit. I might have said, why me, oh Lord? But at the end, I look back, and I'm so grateful to have, come through it, because what I learned is something I couldn't have learned from a book. And that has allowed me, just as it has allowed you, Dr. Dan, to go out there and teach others to do the same and better. So everything, no matter where you are today listening to the show, there's a purpose and a reason for it. We don't often know it right at that moment, but there's also a point where you learn you get what you expect as well. And if you expect that, just as you said, God will somehow take care of this. I don't have the answer. I'm not smart enough to figure it out, but I'm not going to be the one that stands in the way of the healing or the information or the something that is trying to be gifted to me to get well. That's the point of having to be grounded also on a spiritual side of things. Now, this is where we move forward and say, all right, let's get back to practical, physiological, dietary, cellular recovery, detox, cleanse, etc. What can you share simply? And I know there's a lot more on the website. People can check it out. But maybe there's a few things you could throw out there that would be most important to start with.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I always say there's not one diet for everybody. You know, I mean, we're all different on the inside, you know, as we are on the outside genetically, etc. You know, however, when you hit a state of illness, which, you know, really the key, the epidemic is understanding inflammation. And when I say inflammation, I'm not talking about a sprained ankle, although that is inflammation, or a sore shoulder. I'm talking about inflammation of every cell in the body. And this is really what's happening in the epidemic of illnesses that we're seeing, whether it's your thyroid, diabetes, heart disease, even cancer. Inflammation is at the root cause. And again, inflammation of every cell. Once these cells inflame, then they start to dysfunction. They don't detox. You can't get nutrients in, despite how good you're eating. You can't get toxins out. You know, so it really causes the cell to start to, you know, to dysfunction. And then you start having a lot of downstream effects from that. Well, one of the takeaways that I, you know, learned through it was that there's really three main things driving inflammation, you know, at least in the general population. And, you know, there's others, but these three main things are the key. Number one, you have to control glucose levels, insulin levels, and therefore getting rid of all grains and sugar in the diet. To do that is step one. And when I say all grains, I even mean all healthy grains. There's so many different things in grains that, you know, really are problematic. There's certain anti-nutrients like lectins and phytates and even a sugar called amylose that once your cells are inflamed, you know, it just makes the inflammation even greater. Of course, the threat of genetically modified grains plays another role, and that's a whole other subject. But really, you need to control the, you know, the sugar. If you drink a 12-ounce Pepsi or eat a bowl of oatmeal, really, an hour later, your blood sugar is about the same. Most Americans, their receptors to the insulin have been blunted, and therefore, any glucose rise is going to drive this inflammation. The other big takeaway was fixing the membrane and how to do it. And it's really increasing healthy fats. So the diet, my cellular healing diet, does get rid of all grains and sugar until we get you well. And then we start adding certain ones back into the diet.
Well, if I may, Dr. Parker, in this case, so there are a lot of people that are very religious about their grains as well and say, hey, it's in the Bible. I want to eat it. But my point as well, when I started healing and when I started helping others to heal, if they're so dysfunctional and weak, their digestive system is not working, pancreatic function, liver, gallbladder, all of these things is dysfunctional, then even something that might be good for you later might not be good for you right now. So it's
a matter of
rehabilitating, if you will, the functions, the pathways, all of that, so that you can find out what is an appropriate diet. I think we would all agree here that what is an appropriate diet has to start with the word clean, right? C-L-E-A-N, which we could now determine to be organic. In French, they say biologique. I mean, the idea is we need to clean up our act, whether it's certified or not. It might be locally grown by a farmer you know or grown yourself. We are not meant to subsist on pesticides, for instance.
That's right. Yeah, which, again, most of the grains that people are eating are you know, have pesticides as well. But, yeah, so, you know, and the second thing was is really increasing certain fats. You know, the cell membrane is made of fats. Matter of fact, you know, we said about the hormones, you know, and you know, most hormone problems are a problem with hormones, but the receptor to the hormones, which are actually on the cell membrane. So when I looked at my symptoms, I had all this hormone dysfunction going on, you know, and, you know, really not understanding, you know, how to address it. Really, I learned that it was the hormone receptor that's the problem, not the hormones, or not even the gland producing the hormones so much. But, you know, so how do we fix these receptors? How do we fix this membrane that's inflamed? Well, fats are the key because, see, your cell is made up of a lipid bilayer, two layers of fat.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Now you're going to really annoy all the dietitians out there because they say fat is bad.
That's right. Well, you know, fat is the missing nutrient in the American diet.
Amen.
I really believe
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. Now I'm going to probably make some other people mad. Some of you may disagree with
Carry
me.
Carry on. Again, go right ahead.
Go right ahead. We'll cause the controversy. But I believe some of the missing fats, because we say, well, let's eat good fats and not bad fats. And probably everyone on the line is agreeing with me there. But what we call good and what we call bad, we may not agree on. Of course, we understand trans fats. We understand these denatured fats are bad. However, I believe that saturated fats and cholesterol are some of these missing nutrients that we need to fix the cell membrane.
Oh, no, now you're upsetting the cardiologist. Oh, my gosh, look at you. I love it. Keep going.
So, you know, where do you know, really, these fats are key. See, that receptor to the hormones, and we're in a country with hormone dysregulation, it's an epidemic of hormone problems. Well, the receptor is the problem to the hormone. Well, that receptor on the cell rides on something called a lipid raft. That means it's a raft made of fat, right? Well, what's it made of? It's made mostly of saturated fat and cholesterol. So when we look at some of these new studies, Rob, you know, Harvard study showing that diabetes improved threefold. The only fat that improved it was saturated fat. Go figure. And another study, you know, looking at, you know, 84,000 nurses where they looked at certain things causing atherosclerosis, and they said, well, really, only saturated fat was the only fat that actually improved the atherosclerosis. And it, matter of fact, the more saturated fat they ate, the better it improved.
I almost could hear music playing as you were saying that.
Yeah, exactly. I timed that perfectly. You know, because again, so, you know, these things that, you know, I knew for so long, you know, what really helped me go well, now we're seeing appear in the literature. And in fact, what we said was, you know, we demonized and said was evil.
Sure.
Now we're realizing that, you know, quite the opposite. Matter of fact, it's the very things that we need to really help fix this epidemic. So these fats are critical. And of course, we could talk about, you know, everyone on the phone understands, on the line knows the omega-3 fats, you know, the importance of that. But the other thing, that little distinction that I learned was the ratio of fats actually matters more. Mm-hmm. So we can't just load up on fish oil. We can actually put ourselves in a state of omega-3 dominance and actually cause ourselves to be too fluid. There is a balance in nature. You know, there's a balance when we pull the omega-3 away from the fish. Number one, it can oxidize and become a bad fat, like a trans fat. But also, there's other fats in the fish that are really play an integral role in the balance.
Well, we're looking at not disintegrating, if we will. We're on reintegration of all of these things. That's why whole foods, if we will, food grown, my nutrition I talk about is food grown. That's the way we're designed to utilize it as well. Now, for you guys, you're going to be at the Alive Foundation's award ceremony in New York, which is very exciting. What else can people do to interact with you? I know you're up in Pennsylvania, but I know people come from all over the world to see you as well. But let everybody know, because we're about out of time here, but I want to, you know, I'm really excited. We're all going to get together up there in New York City, June 29th and 30th. But how else can people connect? I've got the website up. Anything else we can give out?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you can connect with me on my website. I treat people, because I treat patients from all around the world, I do it via Skype or over the phone. And you know, I run a very specific type of practice. I take on specific conditions. I don't claim to be an expert in everything by any means. However, there's certain conditions that through my adversity, I became very good at helping.
Very good.
You know, and they can connect through me via the website, the drpompa.com.
All right, and if you want to know more about the healing story of Merrily, the wife's version of this, which is really great too, the heart's there. I appreciate you both so much, and I'm very excited to see you up in New York, and I hope all of my listeners in the Northeast, if they need to come see you, or those around the world, because we've got them, will contact you. Check out the website, drpompa.com. Guys, we're going to see you in June. Maybe we can touch base before. A special shout-out to Josh and Anna Scurry for connecting us all here. I really appreciate all that you're doing.
We appreciate you and your mission. And bringing topics like this to the masses. We appreciate that.
Well, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with the people, that's what we do here. So thanks again, guys.
You're welcome.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world, a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hope to have Dr. Pompa back on because we didn't get a chance to talk about the weight loss resistance factor, right? When you're just trying to lose it and you're getting there and you get stuck and you're like wondering, why is it not going anymore? We'll do that at another time anyway. But thanks to Dr. Pompa. Thanks again, Josh and Anna Scurry. From Alive. Oh, remember, we got Autism One coming up May 23rd to 27th, Lombard, Chicago, Illinois. I'll be up there for that, broadcasting, recording, and speaking. And this Saturday, I'll be up somewhere in like northern Indiana, outside of Chicago, for the Palco distributor in the health food arena. So if you are a health food store and you buy from Palco, make your way up to that event. I'll be speaking there. That's not open to the public, though, but hopefully I'll get to run into Michael Badnarik. I think he's in the neighborhood. So we'll see what we can do there. Now, what do we wrap up with? We've done some serious stuff today. There's a lot of stories we've covered. Is there anything kind of goofy?
We have. Well, you know, Robert, one thing that caught my eye is we have a lot of fans that are on Facebook.
We do.
And comment a lot of Facebook. And I saw this thing here where Mark Zuckerberg, you know, the CEO guy from Facebook.
Yes.
Has a new option on Facebook. The purpose of it is to boost the number of potential organ donors. So now you've got a thing on Facebook where you can add organ donor along with your other personal information on the site.
Does it specify which organ? Because I'm imagining on Facebook that could be a problem.
It does not. You know, the thing is, when I saw this, I was like, why? Uh-huh. You know, I really don't want to know whether you're an organ donor or not. In a way, I think this is kind of a manipulative thing. Right. I understand he wants to try and help people become organ donors to save lives or whatever. But, you know, it just seems, you know, like for whatever reason, somebody said, hey, Mark Zuckerberg, let's put this on there.
He
figured, well, you know, if your friend says he's an organ donor, you're going to look at it and go, well, I want to be an organ donor too because you're an organ donor.
I got an old Wurlitzer, I think we can donate.
Whatever. I guess now you can go on to Facebook and you can say, look at me, I'm an organ donor.
I was Mickey Mouse was donating an organ when you just said, Mickey, I'm donating an organ on Facebook.
I got to tell you, though, I was looking through the comments because I was curious what people's reactions were, if anybody was like mine. And there was one guy here, his username is Atomic Fart.
Oh, lovely.
And his comment is, I've donated my organ to several women on Facebook.
See, I knew on that social media network, that's where it was going to go.
Oh, sorry.
By the way, when you said passing gas, I was just wondering, because I mentioned this on Jerry Doyle, the idea of secondhand. I heard him talking about third-hand, fourth-hand smoke, and I just wondered what fourth-hand smoke was. Was it a smoker who passes gas?
I heard you say that, and I wanted to do the rim shot with the drum there. But
I don't know if anybody heard it, but I just kept moving.
It went out on the air.
He
didn't react, though, which was kind of funny.
Yeah, I think I just kept moving too quickly on that one. But he did like the new Olympic event, Supersize Me.
He did
like that because McDonald's is a sponsor of the 2012 Olympic Games in England.
That's right. And would the Olympic symbol be five onion rings?
Five onion rings and a partridge in, I guess, a genetically modified rice field.
Yes.
Yeah, with all the stories we covered. So, yeah, Facebook organ donation, dude. I just, you know, for me, they used to put it on driver's licenses. You kept it kind of private there, but they're doing this. And I'm a little bit worried about Facebook stalkers. You know, if somebody wants your organ before you're done using it. Remember, we did a Monty Python skit like that. Wait, I'm not done with it yet. You can't take it. I'm still using it.
I don't know. To me, it's just creepy. I mean, it's just, yeah, why do you – hi, I'm an organ donor. I just – I don't know. I just don't see that as something – I guess some people are proud of that, right? And I understand. People, you know, they – it saves lives. You know, somebody needs an organ. Somebody dies. I mean, you know, I mean, there's a need and a use for that. But for to use that for faith – I mean, what's next? What's the next thing that's going to be on Facebook?
You know what the next is? The healing revolution is going to be next. We got a great show lined up for tomorrow, Super Don.
Ah, see? Perfect.
Hi, organ donors. Hi, Don. Yes, we've got the Healing Revolution coming up, Dr. Frank King. Also, Stephen Rogers is going to be back. We're going to be talking more Chantrition, the stuff that's Superfood Plus, right? The adaptogens that I love so much. I got to get another bottle. I'm getting through mine fast. Awesome stuff.
So it's not just Superfood, it's Superfood Plus.
It is absolutely the plus factor that we love here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So stand by, take a deep breath, hold your breath. No, don't breathe. Relax, go out and exercise, have fun. It's almost the weekend, Super Don. Super Friday coming up, Healing Revolution. Thank you all for being here. Great show today. And, of course, the reminder that we do at the end of every show, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.